Okay, everyone. Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, this is just going to be an episode because I'm just chilling and talking. You know, I'm here with my lovely wife, so if you hear her say something, she, you know, here too. Kind of always with her, you know, stuck with the ball and chain, if you know what I mean. So, hey. I was just on TikTok going through, looking at videos and whatnot on there, and people doing lives and whatnot. It's quite funny. It's quite funny to see how conservatives are. Like, I mean, when Trump say he loves the poorly educated, it makes a lot of fucking sense when he say it, because these guys are so dumb. They want so much for it to be like some movie, that we're living in a movie, that it's always some bad guy behind the scenes orchestrating things, right? You hear people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, this idiot, you know, talk about how Obama is running the presidency right now, even though this man is far away from it as humanly possible. All because Joe Biden was his vice president doesn't mean that Joe Biden isn't his own human being. I mean, you like to say it about the man whenever you want to talk trash about him. You know, it's quite funny he goes from being dementia riddled individual to, you know, Darth Vader. When you need a bad guy to be a bad guy for dummies, you just make up whichever the hell you want to make up, like they do with Donald Trump. Every person tries to say that Donald Trump has done something for him. And every time I ask, what has he specifically done? And they never can actually explain it. They try to talk about him having an historic low black unemployment. And then I say, COVID. COVID happened. They try to defend it by saying, oh, it was the plandemic, calling it, saying something like a plan. If it was a plan, then Donald Trump failed as a fucking president, and he should not be let back in the presidency. Even though, of course, he sabotaged himself. Because, again, we had a pandemic response team and a pandemic response plan, both of which was gotten rid of by Donald Trump. And what the fuck happened? A pandemic happened. Well, you don't say. You know, you don't say. And then he turned it into a culture war issue where, of course, you had conservatives.
Idiots.
Idiots. Whining and crying and bickering and bitching about wearing a fucking mask. You know, they joke about, well, you know, yes, it's pretty bad, but as long as you're a healthy, strong individual, this is America, by the way, the obesity capital of the world, you're not as good as you are. Everybody got some type of form of cancer in them already, because as long as you breathe the air that you breathe, which has chemicals and pollutants in it, drunk any water that has chemicals and pollutants in it, or ate any fast food any day in your life that has chemicals and pollutants in it, or hell, even ate healthy, and went to the damn store and bought food that has pollutants in it, because the soil got pollutants in it, you're definitely not healthy. Do you think The Rock is healthy? This motherfucker got cancer running through his body too. I'm sorry to tell you that. He may look good, but guess what? Look at Roman Reigns. He got leukemia in his body. So yeah. Cancer don't give a fuck what the fuck he look like. You can just get it anyway. Hey, I know it's kind of rude to talk about it, but hey, he does and did. Am I wrong?
Nope.
But this dude look kind of damn good, doesn't he? Nice abs and pecs and all that shit. Yeah, when you're dealing with viruses and diseases and shit like that, a lot of times, just being fit and cut doesn't really do the job. conservatives can't think about that because they're dumb. Because they, you know, dropped out of school early on. Some of them didn't even come close to finishing high school. Hmm. They dropped out like in elementary school. That's why you see people like Marjorie Trash Greene over there trying to have kids go to, you know, go to work and whatnot, and lowering, you know, child labor laws. That's why you got Ron DeSantis literally damn near getting rid of all child labor laws and allowing for children to work 30 to 40 plus hours. Yes, indeed. He wrote a bill right now that's in law, that is Florida, children can work 40 plus hours damn near. They have now can work full time. I wonder why you want children to work full time instead of going to school. Is it the fact that just like their parents, they won't be able to participate in the voting process? Because why? You'd be going to work and they'd be worried about going to work, making money. So they won't be able to go participate in voting. Even though, like I keep saying, you can't get fired because you participated in voting. They're saying, definitely if you're skin of bronze, you definitely want to participate in voting. They're not going to fire you anyway because you have a civil rights lawsuit on your hands. And all those, at the bare minimum, start in the millions. This no joke. A civil rights lawsuit, bare minimum, is in the millions. Self-respecting business is going to say, yeah, I'm going to tell this black guy not to go vote. Like with me, you know, if my job is open, who knows, might be, might not. But, yeah, I'm going to tell them, hey, I got to leave. I don't want to go vote. They can't tell me, Mr. Fields, well, you're going to fire you. Can you put that in writing that you'll fire me for using and participating in my constitutional right to vote so I can go ahead and sue Arrow into existence? Yeah, I name dropped the job. Don't care. So I can sue them out of existence. Okay. They'll say, no, go ahead. You had the day off nice and, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, your student is nice and taken care of right now. Please go ahead and go vote. Thank you. Because, you know, it'd be kind of crazy for me to leave, try to go vote, and then come to hell back because, you know, precinct is a little bit of a drive away and there's going to be traffic and everything, so I'm just going to go ahead and go home. They'll let me. I mean, it is what it is. No one's that stupid. But, yeah. Like I said, I was just chilling, just thinking about this, and I'm like, why? Why do they have to have this whole thing of there being a person in control? It's because they want to make sure that their lives actually have some actual meaning, right? Structure that... When something bad happens, I can blame it on another individual. It's not my wrongdoing. It's just it's they doing it. So they somehow plotted against me. That's why you see a lot of conservatives don't trust anything but Donald Trump, right? In their own make-believe ideology. Right? You see that. No matter if you bring up a million, I've been there, I'm throwing endless amounts of data and statistics and websites and whatnot at them. And all that they're going to do is say, is liberal nonsense, right? Liberal nonsense. You throw Fox News. Hell, you go and grab Donald J. Trump himself and you tell him, directly to their face, they'll just say fake news because they don't believe it. And if they don't believe it, it's not real. Because that's what Trump and a lot of these conservatives giving them. They're giving them the ability to just deny reality. And that's the thing. When you can just deny reality and say, well, it kind of doesn't exist. Because, well, I don't want it to exist. It's convenient, isn't it? Just think about it. If I was at work and, you know, I decide to do something that hurts one of the children at the job, I'd say, you know what? No, I didn't do it. Boss had me on camera doing it, video, you know, all the evidence known to man possible. Child said it. I even said it. You think that it's going to be one of those, oh, okay, you know, you confessed already and got everything on video. You probably did it. And the only thing I had to do was to say, nah, I didn't. You'd be pretty good and convenient, wouldn't it be? Yeah, it would. You know, it'd be pretty convenient. Yeah. But the thing is, with reality, can't do it. But with Trump supporters, they do it all the time. They ignore all the things that Trump did while simultaneously pushing up and magnifying all the things that happened with somebody like Joe Biden. Like, they talk about all the things because, like, they use Biden's Build Back Better, right, as a way to mock him, right? Because he's like, oh, planes are falling apart, and, you know, the bridge got broke down, you know, things like that. And say, you know, oh, is he building back better, all right? Last I checked, that ship that collided into the Key Bridge belonged to a organization, right? Multi-million-dollar organization. And with that multi-million-dollar organization, they had control of that ship, not Joe Biden. Boeing is in control of his own organization. So, again, trying to figure out, you know, how does that have anything to do with Joe Biden? You know, just saying. Yeah, much or nothing. So you should be blaming the billion-dollar organizations that have control over it. Just like what happened with this ship in Baltimore. I can guarantee what happened. I can damn well tell you exactly what happened. More likely, that ship is old as hell, held up with a bunch of duct tape and prayer and hope. The individual, the captain, and the crew is probably overworked, heavily overworked, you know. And the ship hadn't had maintenance done on it in years. So that's why it lost power. Because the boss, CEO, rather hope and pray and hold on to a machine that's well past its usefulness and needs to be replaced. Instead of replacing it, he'd rather try to use it until it's, you know, used up. That's why you get a lot of train derailments, by the way. Because a lot of these rail companies do what? Birthday workers that they have very little of to the bone. They have a lot of hours worked. The tracks and trains themselves and whatnot has never been, you know, maintenance or replaced, you know, until a tragedy happens, and then they go and look at what happened, and then you find out, well, yeah, these railroads, these rails have been put down since slavery. Might want to replace them by now. You know, this train caught having been used since before slavery. You might want to replace it, right? you got spikes piping up and logs being missing and tracks, you know, dislodging and shit, and you just going about your day hoping to pray to God that the train stays on tracks. Well, why not go down there and fix it? Well, they don't, because it costs money, and that's money that they don't have. Well, they have, but they don't want to use to actually go down there and fix it, because it's like, well, that money is, that I'm going to use to fix that is not going to be used immediately to give me profit, right? You know what I mean, right, girl? Mm. It's just about profit. And if you're not instantly giving me profit, I'm not going to worry about it. So they overwork the workers. They don't really pay attention to the machinery and the mechanics and the upkeep. And then something happens. Oh boy, an accident happens. And then, bam. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden didn't do that. I'm pretty sure those billion-dollar organizations did. And I know people say, well, Trump didn't cause COVID, but he did cause the results of it to happen by turning into a cultural issue, by going and getting the vaccine shot.
He may not physically cause it, but he was a key point of making it continue.
Exactly.
And he was the cause of it to
spread.
He was the cause of it to be as bad as it was, because if he would kept the pandemic response, you wouldn't have had it.
Like exactly. That. If he had pandemic response plan and team, it wouldn't have been as bad. If he wouldn't have turned into a cultural issue, it wouldn't have been bad. If he would have actually been on camera taking the vaccine shot and actually going out there in the beginning and actually pushing the vaccine, it wouldn't have been as bad. If Trump would have just been a president and not a selfish, greedy businessman.
And set precedents.
Exactly. And set precedents. None of this would have been as bad. Matter of fact, he would still be president right now. Trump had a layup, really, of becoming president. He was an incumbent, right? He did partake in Obama's, you know, great economy that he had in the beginning. All that he had to do was handle COVID, which is very easy, by the way. This COVID was not a hard thing to deal with. I'm trying to tell people, trying to tell you this. It really wasn't. A lot of countries got that shit underhand. It wasn't for the fact that Americans, by the way, was because America came to a second epicenter. If it comes to a second epicenter, that means that's kind of bad. Because that means that the virus was taken care of in the first area, and it just mutated and went over to another area, and they just didn't do shit with it. America became the second epicenter, and while everyone else had everything under control, it just needed America to stay put. That's why they wound up closing down borders to us. By the way, people forgot about that. A lot of them blocked travel from Americans because we were just so poorly handling COVID because of conservatives and Trump. Then they said, you know what? Let's close our borders off to them so they don't do anything. So we have all our shit together. They did that. And it was pretty easy. All they had to do was, until the vaccine was created, close down everything that wasn't a dire necessity. Pay the workers their 100%, 80%, whatever the fuck you want to pay. Pay them their pay while they sit home. Those that can work from home, work from home. Those that can't, stay home. Essential workers, hospital workers, janitors, you know, things like that that had to keep things clean and whatnot, do what you gotta do. Go out there. Everyone else, social distance, stay in your homes while you make the vaccine up. Make it a mandatory thing that you had to get the vaccine shot, no matter if you're, you know, 4 years old and a fit titan, look like The Rock, or you're 80 years old and you look like Donald Trump. Everybody get the vaccine shot. Because if you remember, early on, because you got to always remember this, rich people were going into the ghetto to go get the vaccine shots. The same vaccine shots. That now, after getting shots and whatnot, and getting themselves taken care of and saved, they all trashing. Just saying. Right? So you see that. And you understand how real easy it was to handle. He messed it up. I mean, seriously. It was not that hard. He might be saying, Trey, you Monday morning. No, not really. You could have seen that that was the case. You can see that was the case. Quite easy. And even if you were to say, oh, you Monday morning quarterback, at least when you got in to the goddamn, you know, dealing with the virus, you should have just immediately started doing that. It was evident then, but he couldn't. Because he's selfish. He and a lot of his rich friends knew that they were perfectly fine. Because they can go to Walter Reed and have 18 doctors watch over them 24/7 and let them do experimental treatments and whatnot that you don't have access to. Right? So I'm sitting here and I'm watching these videos, looking at things like that, and just wondering about stuff like that. You know, listen to, you know, black conservatives. We're not the ones that are grifters, that are, you know, like Candace Owens. The ones that are very poorly educated and show that there's a definitely big difference between whites and blacks when it comes to education. Those type of individuals. You look at them as like, why do you always gotta believe that there's a conspiracy theory? There's not always this conspiracy. There's not a, you know, shady cabal always lurking behind the scenes. Stop watching television and get in reality. A lot of this shit we just going by at you know, just working at it, right? It's not like it's a guaranteed thing and there's some shady cabal individual behind it orchestrating everybody's moves. You're not going to pop up, you know, at some point in your life and some main antagonist come up and say, I was the one behind everything. You remember when you were 7 years old? I was the one who put that card there for your dad to get in. Yes, I made sure that your mom and dad met each other. I made sure that every day of their lives was taken care of. You're not going to find an individual. They don't exist. You're not the main character of some shonen. You're not the main character of some movie. You're just a regular dude. You're just a regular dude. You're a regular guy. I just can't understand that. Why can't conservatives just understand that? I really can't. You know, washing them down and use the letters DEI, which is now the N-word, because again, they're afraid to say it. I'm like, just say nigga. Just call me a nigga. Just call me a nigga. Instead of trying to find fancy ways around calling me a nigga, just call me a nigga. You want to call me a nigga so bad, just say it. Just say it. Black people will actually respect you enough because you'll say, well, at least we know your racism is what it is. You're not trying to hide it and we already can see it. You know, it's like when you're dealing with children, you know, and they steal something and they got the evidence all around. They still try to just, you know, lie. I'd rather you come clean and say, no, look, I stole the money because I wanted to buy a PlayStation game. You know, I didn't think you were really going to use it and didn't think you really needed it. I really wanted this PlayStation game, so I bought this PlayStation game with your money. Instead of having a goddamn game be annoying, the goddamn receipt sitting out and my card sitting there right in your hand and keep saying, oh, I didn't steal it. I didn't pay, like, this is, I already had this game. I never played, and you know, I never paid for this game. This game is not new, it's old. No, I can see the receipt. I can see the date on the receipt. I can see my goddamn card in your hand. I can see it on the app that you used to pay for it. And I can see the name of the game already. I'll feel better if you just come clean. Right? I just feel better if you just come clean. And that's what it feels like when you're dealing with Republicans and conservatives. They like to lie a lot and just don't come clean with it. They try to use DEI to, you know, mask the N-word. Just call me a nigga. I know you want to call me a nigga. I'm not dumb. Just call me a nigga. It's better for you to just call me a nigga because everybody knows you want to call me a nigga. You want to say nigga. And just say it. If you just say it, just say it. Just call me a nigga. It's okay. Call me a nigga. An ID I hire. Whatever the fuck that means, because if you say that, you will say that about white people too. We know for real that's what it would be, because like Baltimore is 60% black. So if it's going to be a DEI hire, that means that the mayor should be white. We did have some. You did have some. By the way, we did have some white mayors. We even had a white governor. Right? The major city in Maryland, Baltimore, was majority black. And we always have white representatives. We can use that. DI hires. If you really want to talk about the ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion and how it's really bad, you will go and talk about when there's white people for something that's majority black. Vice versa. And for other things in between. Right? You see a man dealing with fashion. Men aren't supposed to be in fashion. That's women, that's dominated by women. And gay people. Get your straight behind out of here. Right? DEI. I hate that steel man arguments, but that's what us as leftists and progressives have to do. We got steel man arguments just so they can be able to see. Because they're so poorly educated, they can't even see their own arguments and how they're supposed to use it. So, I was also on there, and I was, you know, hearing about the idiot representative from Republican GOP representative that was talking about the buses and talking about, oh, they call them illegal immigrants and shit like that. And there was the, you know, basketball team, NCAA basketball team. Even though if you pay attention, those buses look like ones that they use. So I understand that. And he tried to, of course, double down on it because he's a racist, bigoted piece of shit. Hey, kept using the word commie. I said, well, talk about communism. Let's go ahead and talk about it. You know, it's quite funny how capitalism is so good, but every 4 to 7 years need to be bailed out. About to be again, but we need to be bailed out again. Just letting you know that. It's waiting for a Republican to come in office because normally they blow up the deficit just so rich people can get more money. And then, of course, a Democrat has to come in and fix the problems that were created because of said Republican. Everything starts being good because Democrats in office. We get caught lacking because we think, oh, everything's pretty good, going to be moving on quite smoothly. Even with this Republican in there, they won't wreck the shit, like I even thought. Trump can't wreck this shit. He can't wreck this economy. He wouldn't dare try to do anything to actually wreck it. He actually did. And what happened? The pandemic happened, and he wrecked the economy. It's going to happen again. You know, Biden going to lose. Donald Trump going to come in office. A lot of Republicans going to cheer. They're going to have a lot of racist Klansmen pop up like it happened before. White power, white power, white power, white power. And you got a lot of Klansmen spraying KKK, nooses and shit, just like what happened before when he took office. And it's going to be moving smoothly. Conservatives are going to be pretty much right, because the lingering effects of Joe Biden is still in effect. About 2 or 3 years in, well, here comes Donald Trump's idiocy. The economy crashes. And then he gets fired. A Democrat comes in. And here comes the Republican Party. Perfectly in sync. Forget the past years that Donald Trump was in office, who caused all these problems. Blame the Democrat. 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 Republican comes in. Takes over the presidency after the Democrats already started putting things in place to fix things up. Get a great booming economy and things like that. Wreck it. Wreck it. Democrat comes in, fix it up. That's the cycle. Like, everybody likes to talk like product life cycle. Yeah, we got a product life cycle. Even in presidency. In government and whatnot, you get a Democrat, fixes everything up, put everything into a nice sequence where everything is humming, going good, going good, going good. Republican comes in, wreck it. Now Democrat comes in to start fixing things up, making it nice and good, so the Republican can come back and take over. Take over, start benefiting from the Democrats' productivity. Rocky. Democrat comes in, fixes it back up. You gotta understand it, because Republicans are like children. Even more now. They are definitely like children. When you see children, they building blocks and whatnot. What they like to do? Just smash it. Break it. Destroy it. The Democrats like adults. We see building blocks. We like to make a nice, beautiful, you know, architect, right? Architecture, a building with it, a model with it, right? Like, I want to make a model of the Batmobile, the, you know, Francis Scott Key Bridge, you know, the Statue of Liberty, all that good going on. And then the Republicans come in because they're children. Smash it because they like to destroy. Right? It's just like that. Easily like that. Right? It's easily like that. And that's just the thing, right? Right now. Because I'm just shooting off the hips and thinking about all the things I was doing today. And just how Republicans and conservatives, how they deal with stuff. It's kind of difficult, right? They really don't deal in reality. And it's kind of funny because a lot of them live in their own bubbles and don't interact with other people on a realistic level. Like, Republicans and conservatives cut off their nose and spite their face. If I were to say the word reparations, a conservative lose their mind. Why? Well, I don't want my money going to someone else. It goes to Elon Musk. It goes to Jeff Bezos. It goes to Donald Trump. It goes to Amazon. It goes to Walmart, right? It goes to Tesla. It goes to GM. It goes to all these big, multi-billion dollar organizations at an infinite clip that you should be mad about that. If you were to say your taxpayer money is going to go to your next door neighbor who is struggling to pay their bills, they're about to be foreclosed, they're about to be homeless, just $10 out of your taxes that you never even see, that's already taken out, instead of going to that rich person, is going to go to him, will help them out significantly. Help them stay in their home. If you're a Christian, which a lot of these conservatives try to say to y'all, they're not. Yeah, I always say, you're not a Christian. You're bullshit. I call you out on your faith. I attack you on your faith. You're not a Christian. I say it's always good to attack those evangelicals on their faith. If they support Donald Trump, they're not a Christian. It's impossible to support Donald Trump and be a Christian. Look at all the things he's for and did and stand for. He can't even name a scripture in the Bible. He calls 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians. He never opened the Bible and looked at it. Even today, he still can't do it. Even with all the teams and people around him to be able to come up with a daggone Bible scripture. If you get fooled by that type of individual, something wrong with you. I can tell you. Okay, what, Trey, what's your favorite Bible scripture? Oh, it's Philippians 4, I think it's Philippians 4 and 8. You know, let this mind be in you is also in Christ Jesus. Like that, you know, I think it's Philippians 4, 13, something like that. One of those numbers is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, it's a lot, you know, that I like. Psalms 119, 11. I hear your word in my heart, so I might not sin against thee. Oh, that was definitely good. Right? We owe death is your victory. We owe death is your sting. The power of sting of death is sin. The power of sin is law. But thank be to God, he gave the victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, neither life, death, height, depth, or any powers can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ, right? Basically like that. What the scripture basically summarizes what it says, right? Oh. I can get into a bunch of scripture. Of course, the best one, if you need help and want to fake like a Christian, you should always know Stone Cold's one. That 3:16. Instead of Austin, you know, it's called John. Change the name from Austin to John. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Trump couldn't come up with that. And Trump was old enough to know, because the 90s, early 2000s, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that was plastered everywhere. You couldn't come up with that one. That is the calling card of Christianity. As a child, you had to memorize that in your back of your mind, that you can say it off the bat. Right? Say it off the bat. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Right? You should be able to quote things like that. Some scriptures. Favorite book, New Testament, Old Testament. New Testament, definitely. A lot of things happened in the Old Testament, but Jesus came down, gave his life for Christ, and we are living in the New Testament. There are some things that we still can learn and take heart and be able to grow from in the Old Testament, but we are living in the New Testament. see how you can just, if you're a real Christian, you can talk about it and be about it. You're like, oh man, you sound like a real Christian. Because I am. I'm a Christian. When last time you opened your Bible? Yeah, when last time your Bible was a very, very long time ago. About a year ago. Wait, you haven't even opened your Bible about a year ago, but you call yourself a Christian. So I am. Because why? I don't need the book to be able to live it. I open it up and read it, understand it, but remember that being a Christian is about a relationship with Christ. All the theatrics and things like that that you have, all of it boils down to a relationship with Christ. And since I'm made in God's image, just like Christ, who is the Son of God, who called himself love, I have to be able to display love. I have to be able to display love. How do you display love? I may not like things you do, but I cannot hate you directly. So, I think trans people look crazy sometimes. They are the ugliest looking, fugly looking things out there. I can think that, but I'm not going to tell you you don't have the right to exist. I'm not going to tell you that you don't have the right to wear whatever you want to wear and be able to use the bathroom you want to use. Dear God, I got plenty of people, I've worked with plenty of them, and they use whatever bathroom they use, I did not care. Why? Because unlike conservatives, I know rape is still rape, and if it happens in the male bathroom, boy bathroom, girl bathroom, kid, whatever bathroom happens in, it doesn't matter. It can happen when a woman goes into the girl's bathroom to another girl. It can happen to a man going into a man's bathroom. It can happen to a trans person going to a whatever bathroom. It's not a specific type of person that's going to be able to, you can point out and say it's going to be rape. Only conservatives believe that. And they'll be the first ones to send their kids to a predatory pastor and tell their kids that it's okay for that predatory pastor to prey on them. And I ain't talking about the one with the one that put their hands on them and cast out demons. I'm talking about the other kind. They'll be the first ones to do so. They say they're casting out demons, but why do you have to have your dick in that child's mouth in order to cast out that demon? I'm sure Jesus didn't use his dick that way. He ain't put it in anybody's mouth. No, you don't have to do that. It's certain things, it's certain people, and it's a way you can see things, and you gotta be on your guard about it without being a hateful, bigoted motherfucker. Simple. And Trey, you using, no, you use, when I say the Bible says use words of curse, they actually mean putting curses on people. Don't forget it's the Old Testament. So yeah, I'm out there and just, like I said, watching this stuff, and I just feel like if you try to interact with conservatives, it's hard to do. That's why we have to make the world better in spite of them, because they don't understand that. If I tell a conservative, you have a dilapidated, beat up house, I can get you a better house. Would you want that? They're going to come up with a bunch of different things and reasons why they shouldn't and whatnot, instead of just saying yes. Going back to capitalism and communism. Communism says that the government is going to take care of that base of the Maslow hierarchy of needs. Food, water, shelter, safety. If you want a bigger, better house, you can get a bigger, better house. But the government can give you a home. The government can give you some form of transportation. The government can give you access to water, access to food. Yeah, I believe every human being should have like maybe $300, $200 to $300 of food stamps. And it depreciates depending on how much money you make. And we start from the most egregious to the least egregious when it comes to almost dead poor. Well, yeah, you definitely gonna easily get it. Because some people have more debt to, you know, income than others. But they work it. They still should be allowed to feed themselves and live. Here's food stamps so you can do so. Right? But as soon as you make it past that, you know, $100,000, you know, income, you know, you're going to start losing some money. So you're not going to be $300, might be $200 or $100, right? Something like that. If you're a family, okay, you're going to get $200. So both people get $200. That's $400 for a family. And once it gets up, you know, $200 goes down to $100. You get $200 worth of food stamps. And beyond that, you get zero. Unless you can prove from your debt to, you know, income. And it's not by debt to income. It's not talking about lavish spending. You know, you're not going to come to me and say, well, I can't afford my assets, you know, because I have 18, you know, million, you know, $100 billion homes and a bunch of Bugattis and whatnot, and you expect to get, you know, $200 worth of food stamps. You can sell a couple of those Bugattis and a couple of those mansions and you'd be perfectly fine. But you come to me and say, well, here it is, I got a car that's worth, you know, estimated value, Cully Blue Book value is like $1,200, you know, $12,000, and, you know, I have $20,000 in debt from this credit card, and $1,000 in debt from this credit card, and, you know, I got a mortgage, rent I gotta pay that's like $1,200, because you're not even gonna have a mortgage if you got that much money, you gotta pay out. I've just been evicted, and, okay, you gonna need some food stamps. Right? You gonna need some food stamps. That's the least we can guarantee easy. Right? But that's just the thing. Communism will take out the base of that and just let the government take care of that. And the thing is, the government can. People say, you gonna let the government? Yes, I will let the government actually have control. Because it's about the people you put in control. There's people out there that Bernie Sanders of which, a lot of these progressives of which, will definitely be able to be like, oh, you need a home? Homeless people need a house to live? That's 28, that's 30 homes, not even 28, that's 30 homes per homeless person. If I was to tell you, okay, well, we got to deal with food, you know, and whatnot. We have infinite amount of food and three people to feed. But we don't know how we're going to feed them, yo. What we going to do? You're going to be saying, well, let them eat the unlimited amount of food. It's three people. They can be fed pretty easily with the amount of food you have. It's unlimited. Just do it. But we can't do that, man. Can't give them handouts. She's going to let the food just rot and spoil and let rats eat it. The rats are eating more than being fed and being taken care of more than humans. Come on now. It sounds stupid, right? But that's what's going on. Well, homelessness is a mental health issue. I don't give a fuck what type of health care issue it is. T- take care of it. I don't understand why conservatives think that calling it a certain type of issue, that that means that it's a blank slate to leave it alone. You know, gun violence is a, you know, mental health. You know, I don't give a fuck what type of health issue it is. Take care of it. We got, you know, more guns than human beings. I'm pretty sure that we may need to start taking guns away. I'm sorry to say, we do. If you're talking about trying to have a civil war and you have a gun, I'm taking your gun away. Why? Because to me, you already have an ideology of wanting to kill your fellow citizens. That's a good way to get that happen. Take your gun away. You lost your privilege to have a gun. If you talk about governmental tyranny, you're not. Because a lot of those conservative individuals are supporting governmental tyranny when it's Donald Trump. Get the hell up out of here. Get your gun away. You ain't getting it. Remove it. You got your gun taken away. If you say, I need it for personal safety, I need it for hunting. Oh, yeah, make sure. Yeah, you can have personal safety. If the personal safety, and by the way, you're not going to have unlimited rounds of ammunition either. I'm going to go down there and see that you stockpiling drums of guns and, you know, a bunch of infinity rounds. What the fuck? No. Well, be limited to a certain amount of gun, certain amount of ammunition you can have in the household, and a certain amount of guns you can have, and certain type of guns you can have. The AR-15 is going to be automatically gone. You do not need an AR-15 to go hunt. You do not need an AR-15 to protect yourself. If your idea of protecting yourself is spray and pray, that obviously means that you want to kill your neighbor. Nope, get out of here. Common sense gun laws. Background checks. Right? Training you gotta use. License you gotta have. Right? Things like that. Common sense shit. That doesn't mean you can't have a gun. But that does mean that you can't be a lunatic and have a gun. You can't say on social media, I'm going to shoot up my school. I got the address. Here are the people I'm going to kill. I'm testing out my gun right now. Tomorrow at this exact time period, I'm going to be going up there to the school. I got it already, guys, filled in my book bag. I know how to get through it. They don't have a metal detector. I'm going to go ahead and start in this classroom at this time period. Like, you boasting about it on social media, of course I'm going to take the goddamn gun away from you. I'm going to see it and can't say, well, you know, that's not fair. You can't be out there looking through social media. It's public. Shut the fuck up. Whatever you post on there, a million people can see. You know how private your message is that you want the 2.1 million people to actually see it. That's very private. The shit out of here. Easy stuff. Well, anyway, this is going to be where I end the podcast, you know. She's starting to snore and whatnot. Later, guys.